Many of us are making a few extra trips to grocery stores and stocking up on food and other supplies. VPR's Erica Heilman visited a grocery store in the Northeast Kingdom late one night this week and filed this report.
Driving through downtown St. Johnsbury at 11 o'clock at night looks pretty much the same as it did a few weeks ago. Dark and quiet, except for the light coming from Dunkin' Donuts. But a couple miles outside of town, past all the car dealerships, the Price Chopper's still open. I was there for cottage cheese, apples, beer, and a chicken. There weren't many shoppers there at 11 o'clock, and most who were just getting off work. And most everyone I talked with wasn't very concerned about the coronavirus. I talked with a young guy in the produce aisle who didn't want to use his name.
I'm in Price Chopper grocery shopping, and the coronavirus has cleared everything out. It's been great. Just got out of work.
So this is not an unusual time for you to be here at Price Chopper?
Not really. Get out of work late.
What do you do?
I paint.
Where were you working today?
Dartmouth College. They shut down Dartmouth College for 6 weeks because of the virus. They want to test us tomorrow for the virus to make sure we can keep working.
Right. So are you worried about this or no?
No, not really. It's more like the immune systems and stuff in older people, so.
At least half the people who weren't concerned about the virus also happened to have close family with respiratory problems. This is Holly and her daughter Elaine.
Well, I hope nobody catches it.
It's not weighing on you right now.
No, I have children. They're not going to daycare. I have a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 4-year-old, and I foster a set of twins, and they're 8 months. And they have upper respiratory issues when they were born, so, yep, they're out of daycare.
What are you noticing is empty here?
Diapers, diaper wipes, toilet paper, and that's about it. And,
milk.
Well, food. And I have a son with a lung condition. So, and this isn't bothering me at all. I know how to control what's going on with him and keep him away from people.
Josh was stocking shelves in aisle 7.
Do you work here at Price Chopper?
Yes.
And so only at night?
Yes, I work overnights, third shift, stocking the shelves. It's terrible. I can't keep the shelves stocked. I mean, like I saw somebody this morning with 3 carts full, over $700. I watched, like on the other aisle, I put up a whole bunch of pastaroni. And less than a minute after I put it up, I watched it just grab both and pull the whole thing down into from the top.
So how does it change in your nights?
It makes me have to work. I mean, I have to throw twice as much stuff. We don't bother to face the store anymore. You know, where before, huh?
What does that mean?
Oh, we're like, you know, you would pull all this up to the edge to make it look nice. And we're not even bothering anymore.
Do you worry for yourself at all?
Not yet. Not yet, that's the key word. Not yet. I'm worried if they shut the states down like they've been talking about. No more interstate commerce, whatever. And I don't know how that's going to affect this stuff. If they're going to be able to get it across state lines or not.
You mean food?
Yeah. Because then I'll be having a job if they can't get nothing here anymore.
I talked with Ed in the produce aisle. He was wearing an orange hat, orange gloves, and a mask.
I live with my parents and 2 members of the family kind of think it's overblown, and my father and I do not at all think it's overblown. We know exactly what's happening and what is probably going to happen unless things change very rapidly. And my way of coping with it is gathering as much information as I can and doing as much as I can to protect my family, which is 2 people who are approaching 80 and someone who's pushing 50 who has diabetes. I am the one who is least at risk, and that's why I'm doing the shopping.
How many of them have 6 Pepsis altogether?
There was only 1 person working checkout. Are you worried about your job?
I'm very worried about my job. There's been talk of a quarantine, and I've got bills to pay. My parents rely on my income as well as theirs, and they all work here. I have no idea what's going to happen.
Are you worried about your family?
My biggest concern is my animals, because there's a lot of talk about whether or not they can get it. and I have small animals. I have a parakeet and a sugar glider, which their immune systems work different than ours. Sugar gliders, they have a high protein diet because they work very fast. So the smallest, even a cold that they get could kill them.
What is a sugar glider?
It's a marsupial. It's kind of like a flying squirrel.
I forgot the chicken. On my way back to meets, I ran into Josh and asked him one last question about the Northeast Kingdom.
How would you characterize this part of the world? How would you describe the kingdom in a pinch? The kingdom in a crisis.
I don't know how to describe it in a crisis, but before the crisis, I would have described it like the Shire, you know, from Lord of the Rings. Because it was pretty much, you know. Yeah, it almost was like The Hobbit, but now I don't know.
So when are you going to start stockpiling?
I get a little extra, but I'm not worried at that point yet. Of course, my parents have a farm up in Eastburg, too, so... If worse comes to worse, you can survive off the farm, yeah.
This is Erica Heilman with VPR.